Tainus, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches 2:8. Now, one more Mishnah that's a little bit off of the main topic about the fast that are decreed in response to impending calamity and lack of rain. Here we're talking about days on which it's forbidden to fast. And in the time of the Mishnah, there existed actually a written text called Megillas Tainus, the Scroll of Fasts, which actually was one of the first Tanaic sources that were committed to writing. It was written roughly 100 years before the Chorban, so sometime near the end of the first century BCE. And it was written down to recall the specific dates where various miracles were wrought for the Jewish people, and therefore, in response to that, we don't fast on those days. Now, there are actually two categories of special days that are listed there. There are the more special, I'll call them, and less special days. The less special days carry the prohibition of fasting and recognition. The more special, the more intense days, it's forbidden not only to fast, but even to be maspid, to say a eulogy over someone who had died, because that brings people to sadness, and we want people to recognize these as happy days. The most famous of those two, which are listed in Megillas Tainus, and which they persist bezman hazeh, are Chanukah and Purim. In fact, if you learn the Gemara on Shabbos that talks about Chanukah, the main brisa was quoted there, the My Chanukah brisa that comes, that source is from Megillas Tainus. Now we have just those two, but in time of the Mishnah, there were many days like that. And our Mishnah will talk about the halachas about when these restrictions kick in for each of these two categories. The lesser, when it's just no fasting, and the more intense, where both fasting and eulogizing is forbidden. Now, when it comes to a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, it's also forbidden to fast and to eulogize, but there it's just the day itself. Just Shabbos, you can't fast, for example, but Erev Shabbos and Moti Shabbos, the Friday and Sunday, you are allowed to fast, essentially, ignoring the side points about not going to Shabbos fasting. In the case of these days, we'll see that actually the window where one can't fast, where one can't eulogize, is perhaps extended. And the rationale for that is because since they're only derabbanan in nature, the rabbis wanted to reinforce their words and make sure people took them seriously, and therefore they sort of made a bigger window to make it more intense in response to these, rabbinic injunctions regarding recognizing the miracles that Hashem did for us. And therefore the Mishnah says, Kol HaKasav Megillas Tainus, Delo Lemispad, any day on which it's written in Maseches Tainus that one may not eulogize, meaning eulogize nor fast, both are forbidden, so there's a more intense day of celebration. Lefanav Asor, even the day before the day itself, is also forbidden to fast eulogize. Le'achrav Mutar, but that's enough of a recognition. Once the day has passed, you go back to your business the day after the special day. It's permitted to both fast and eulogize, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Lefanav Ula'achrav Asor. Rabbi Yossi wants even a bigger reinforcement to this rabbinic enactment, and therefore he says both before and after are days in which one may not fast nor eulogize. Tanakhama felt that before is enough to make sure people don't run it over. Delo lehis ana bahon. This is Aramaic. These are Aramaic words. It's a direct quote from Megillas Darm, as the previous delo lemispad is, but it's less familiar for us. So it means days on which one may not fast, meaning fasting is permitted. Is forbidden, but eulogizing is permitted. On those days, the fun of l'achra mutter. Tanakhama says there's no extra days added to that, since it's a lesser important day. It's just the day itself on which one can't fast. One could even eulogize, and certainly before and after, it's permitted to fast if one wants to. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefan of Aser, la'achra of Mutter. Rabbi Yossi also notches it up a tiny bit and says that the day before it's forbidden to fast in recognition of the day, but the day afterwards is permitted to fast and certainly to eulogize. As far as Halacha L'maaseh goes, like I said before, after the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, this is the second Beis HaMikdash text, after the Chorban by Hashem, the second temple was destroyed. So this all falls aside because in general, these are days of Avelus more than Simcha, and that supersedes whatever happened before. And so there's none of these days are observed, with the exceptions of Purim and Hanukkah, in which we don't fast, nor do we eulogize on the day of Purim itself, Shushan Purim as well, and the same goes for the 8 days of Hanukkah. The days before and after are not subject to those extra requirements. Exactly why then we're not going like either Shita, meaning on Purim we're letting you fast and eulogize before and after Purim / Shushan Purim. How that happened is an interesting question, but that is certainly the halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, just the days themselves which are restricted.